Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
XFi, and if you had an Xfinity XFi, Hugh Douglas, you could have fast internet to get to Twitter faster to watch all the people melt out on Twitter. Man, oof. It is quite the Monday here. Never quite experienced. You think as a Falcons fan that you experienced it. Once 28-3 happened to you, I thought, I'll never experience anything like this again. It's not the Super Bowl.
But John, you kind of brought it on yourself, though, John Fricky, because I don't know what made you think that was the route that you wanted to go on a Monday, knowing that the Falcons just made history in the wrong way. I don't know what you was thinking, you know, that you could come on there and try to be, you know, a glass half full type of guy.
Yeah,
no,
I guess.
You
I mean,
that
I,
ride.
I, you know,
that's,
I mean,
that's like a Wednesday show.
Yeah, I guess. I wanted to make major changes and try and salvage something. And
oh, no, that ain't
it.
Where you start. Come on, John, that ain't where you started. You started with, hey, nothing's going to change. We're gonna be okay. No, that ain't what people.
No, I never said that. I said there's still season left to be played. You know, if you just stop and you say the season's over, then I don't see any reason you should make any changes. Just play it out with what you got. For me, I want to make major changes and see if we can salvage the season.
How is that different from what I just said? You just said everything was going to be okay. Ain't nobody trying to hear that right now. Ain't nobody hearing that. That's the thing.
I know.
Like, people are looking at it like, what makes you think when you look at this defense that it's going to be okay? That's the thing. People are upset. They're talking about the players aren't good and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just one of those Mondays where you got to let people vent. They just got to vent.
Yeah, I know. I got you. Kind of way I view things as a fan, I guess. You know, I'm in my fandom like everybody else. You, I have been in my fandom for the whole season here because I admit openly on the radio, and I did it. I'll do it again. I bought into it. Okay, I admit it. I drive the bandwagon. I'm the keeper of the Kool-Aid, and I bought into the 6-2 finish last year. I didn't want to hear anything of, I heard Randy Mack say to you, Hugh, and you stressed it too, that, you know, there's no such thing as carryover. But I still thought, well, you know, if they fix this defense, the offense is going to be good. We're going to be fine. You know, we're going to be, you know, and right now we should be 2-1 and a game ahead of the Swampers, and we'd be, you know, laughing at them. And instead, we're where we are at 0-3.
You need a tissue. It's like you're about to cry.
Yeah. I feel like it. I feel like it sometimes.
It'll be all right, man. You know what? The best part about this, well, it ain't no best part, but, you know, you just got to – I mean, we've been through this before. I mean, it's tough, but, you know, we'll be ready to roll come Monday. You know, we still got the Saints coming up, and ain't no conceding that one. So, you know, we get that win, it make you feel a little bit better, like a little bit better. But, yeah, ain't no concede. You know, you don't give up just yet. It's just Monday, man. It's Monday. It's rough. You know, let people vent, and then we'll be back, you know.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm feeling the same way. I mean, this is not what I wanted at all. And, you know, yesterday was Arthur Blank's birthday, and what did he get? He got a Falcons meltdown and a United meltdown. Okay. And people would say one of the things that's interesting.
You know the bad part about that, John? You're laughing, and he might be listening.
I'm just saying. It was like, thanks a lot, guys. Happy birthday to me.
You might want to. Cut that chuckling down to a minimum. Just a little bit.
It is not a happy laugh, Hugh. It's a oh my god laugh. People say, you know, well, Mr. Blank doesn't make midseason changes. He just did with Atlanta United. Let's not forget that. I mean, he made a big change with Atlanta United. And so, who knows? Who knows how they're going to play this? Who knows what's going to happen? All I know is that again, how many times can we be Charlie Brown and have the football pulled out from underneath us before you decide you're going to get somebody else to hold it besides Lucy? I don't know.
Like I said, I'm not picking the Falcons anymore this year. I probably, you know what, let me just go ahead and pull that lie back, because I'm going to probably pick a Monday. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and be that guy. I'm going to pick it regardless to what I've seen so far. I know Orin just told me, hey, you know what's against the Packers. Yeah, I know. This will be the game that they get right. This will be the get right game, and everybody's going to be sitting back. That's how it works in football. We know this. This will be the get right game. The minute that you walk away, they're going to pull you right back in. That's how it works in them streets.
How many get rights do you get, though, man? In Monopoly, you only get one get-out-of-jail-free card?
How many more games 13? We got this season?
13.
How many more games we got?
So we got 13 more chances for get rights.
Yeah, we got 13 get rights. Let's just call
and
it
two
what
against
it is.
The Saints and two against, you know.
I'm just saying, what if
still got Tampa, Tampa Bay? Still got some get rights against Tampa Bay. So, yeah, we win it for the long haul.
What if
man?
We get I mean, to game just, eight, though, Hugh, and we still on trying to get them get rights back, man? I mean, just.
Still gonna be in there. We're going to still be invested. Probably won't be wearing them nice jerseys like we used to wear, but we're going to still be invested. We got to. You know what I'm saying? We got to ride it out.
After the game, Matt Ryan with Dave Archer in the Ryan Report.
Matt Ryan joins us now on the Mercedes-Benz postgame show. And, boy, Matt, these are kind of getting tough to swallow, I know, probably. Tell me about how you started. You guys came out of the box, play action, found Ridley deep, and really kind of got off to that start you were looking for.
Yeah, the start was really good. Got the coverage we were looking for early. Wanted to take a shot down the field. Calvin ran a great route. Adjusted well to the ball into the air. You know, that's how you want to start out a game. You know, you want to put them on their heels, push those corners off, make them feel that speed the entire day. And then to punch it in, nice route by, Hayden down there in the goal line was pretty much an ideal way to start.
You guys, really, I thought were much more efficient on first down. You've been good on third down all year long coming into the game. You're converting almost 50% of your third downs, but you'd had to fight to get it done. I thought you were much better on first down. Certainly early in the game, they kind of kept them on their heels. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I agree. I think first three quarters we were really good on first down. First and second down, we put ourselves in some third and shorts, but we got first downs on first and second down, which is huge. We knew that was, you know, an important part of the plan going against this defense. Very good front four. Guys that rush the passer extremely well, and we knew we had our work cut out for us if we stayed kind of in some of those passing downs, and they made it tough on us in the fourth quarter.
Having played that position and not nearly anywhere near as good as you do, but I could tell there was some uncomfortability, if that's such a word, where they were, you know, maybe limiting you to one or two looks. You knew you had to get the ball out because you were under siege.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's how games go, you know, and you got to find a way to make the plays. Unfortunately, I didn't do that, but yeah, it was, you know, it was a kind of a tale of three and a half quarters, and then that last half of the game, half of the fourth quarter wasn't what we needed it to be.
This is an unfair question for you, but I'm going to throw it out there because you're so good at this stuff. What do you do to finish one of these games? You guys have been in position to win the last 2 weeks. Frankly, you've been better than the two teams you've played the last 2 weeks, and it just hasn't worked out your way.
Yeah, I think, you know, for all of us, you know, everybody in our organization has to be better. And we have to find a way individually to do our job a little bit better. And it's not going to take much. We're close. There's no question about it. We're very close. You know, but we have to be able to maintain that, you know, throughout the course of the game, however long it goes. I think the way, you know, you go about it is to get back to work, you know, and prepare for those situations a little bit harder, you know, and make sure that we have the plan that we want in critical situations all across the board to make sure we get the outcome we want.
Well, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us. Go home and hug those two little boys and Sarah and get ready for next week.
Thanks, Arch. Appreciate you.
Dave Archer with Matt Ryan and the Ryan Report on Sports Radio 92 on the game on a Falcons Monday. Falcons Monday brought to you by Xfinity. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. Well, Hugh, I mean, it'd be interesting to see, too, you know, what the Falcons injury report is going into this Packers game and whether or not you make some personnel changes because, you know, I know a lot of the focus that we've talked about this morning, and rightfully so, is will there be any changes on the staff? I'm not expecting any. Maybe they'll surprise me, but I'm not expecting any. To that end, you know, will there be personnel changes that the staff makes on the sidelines of the team? Because maybe there needs to be some, you know, when you get some guys healthy too, you know, that would help. But, you know, maybe you, you know, go and put guys in different spots and change things around, especially in that secondary where there seem to be holes aplenty.
You know what, John? I don't know. I look at it differently than everybody else does. I mean, total respect to anybody who watches the game the way that they do. I watch it as a defender. And, you know, somebody just hit me up on Twitter talking about it. Y'all want to talk about this, that, and the third, but y'all never want to criticize Matt Ryan. Criticize me for what? How many points did they score in the last game, that last three games that they played? To me, that's enough to win with. 21 points in the NFL, in my eyes, is enough to win with. What, you had one game where they gave you 39 points, 39-40. What was it yesterday, John? What, 26?
Mm-hmm.
26 points yesterday. I mean, what more do you want from your quarterback? Now, I know that when you start talking about semantics and you want to break stuff down and talk about plays and this, that, and the third, they left points on the field. But they gave you enough points to win, so, man, miss me with that. My job as a defender was to defend. That's what your job is, to defend. They ain't defended anybody. They've offended everybody here in Atlanta.
Falcons are sixth in the NFL. Sixth. Number six, Hugh, in total offense. Number six in total offense.
Man, miss me with that. I understand. Matt Ryan, listen. If anything, the offense has to go into a game and say, hey, man, we need to score 50 points a game to win.
The man of many hats, Mike Conley, is chomping at the bit. We'll ask him about United, but he's got a lot of stats about the Falcons that he wants to throw at you, too. We're going to talk to him next on this Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game and worldwide at radio.com. Morning show on a Falcons Monday with John and Hugh from the Mobile Kia Studios. Mike Heine, man of many hats, coming into the program.
Mike Conte is brought to you by Lindy and Sarah Group. Sell your home today at lindyhasthebuyers.com on the wayforit.com hotline. That's L-I-N-D-E hasthebuyers.com. Mike Conte, how you doing this morning?
Hugh Douglas, your thoughts?
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, Mike Conte, it was a rough weekend, man. It really was.
By the way, across the board, not just with the Falcons, and I tweeted this last night, you had Georgia State have to cancel a game because they couldn't read the COVID test correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves, as good as they're playing now, suddenly here come the red-hot Reds. You get unlucky in who you draw in the playoffs. Georgia Tech lost. Georgia Southern had a heartbreaker. And a lot of people were very concerned about Georgia. It just was not a very good weekend in general.
Yeah, it wasn't. And, you know, we're going to start off with Atlanta United. Another early goal. How much did this team miss Miles Robinson in this game?
They miss Miles. They miss Jurgen Damm. They miss Ezekiel Barco. They miss Kubo Torres. They miss Mateus Hosetu. Miles is part of it. But it's a really tough situation right now for this team. And that's why I think it's a little bit difficult to get Ben out of shape over what happened last night, because they're essentially down to half of their first-choice lineup right now. No designated players. I hate to use the same because I think it's kind of a cop-out, but it's true. It is what it is right now for Atlanta United. This is just who they are. They need help. It is on the way, but it's going to be a while before Marcelino Moreno is in the team and able to play. You know, it's still a little fuzzy on what the timetable is for them to hire the new permanent head coach. Barco, hopefully you get him back sooner rather than later. So, you know, there is help on the way. But, I mean, unfortunately, the lineups that they've had to deploy their last three matches, and they were fortunate enough to get a win on Wednesday, but the lineups that they're deploying right now, nowhere close to their first-choice group. And, unfortunately, these are the outcomes that you're going to have.
Yeah, I'm resigned to whatever is this season with United, and I think more than anything else, to get Joseph back next year, and I still have full faith and credit in Darren Neils and Boca Boca, because they've earned it, that they're going to be able to make the changes and be competitive again next year, Mike. I think that we all can see that. The question is, can they salvage anything out of this season? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, yes, I think they can salvage something out of the season, because you're only one point out of the playoffs right now, and you're one spot below the playoff line. So the playoff format in MLS is very forgiving. you can make the playoffs even at the pace that they're playing right now. And then, you know, maybe you get into the playoffs, you make a run. I think that's the team's goal right now, is just to make the playoffs and then, you know, kind of hope that something will happen. But the way you salvage the season is if you can get Jürgen Damm back healthy, and then you have more going down the right side with either Lennon and Damm or Escobar and Damm. I think Escobar as a right center back right now is working very well. So I would like to see that connection with Lennon and Damm. I think it would work. Obviously, you put a player of Barco's quality back in, either as an attacking midfielder or on the left wing. That's going to help. So, and then Moreno. I mean, I think Marcelino Moreno, I'm just hoping he can play a substantial amount of games, because he will be an instant impact player. That will be an instant impact pickup for Atlanta United. You just got to get him to play. He's got to get into Atlanta. He's got to quarantine. He's got to train a little bit. So still could be another week or two. You want to get him in as quickly as possible, because the more games he plays, the better the chance you have at getting some three-point results and making your playoff position a little more comfortable.
Talking with Mike Connie here as Atlanta United gets ready for DC United coming up this weekend. Mike, I want to go to the Falcons, because you put out some stats here on the Falcons that I know you were talking about. And you know, sometimes, you know, stats are nothing but lies, and sometimes numbers don't lie. And the fact is right now this Falcons team can't get out of its own way. I've never seen a team self-destruct quite the way this team is doing it.
No.
And I really don't know what to make of it. There's no question we should be sitting here at 2-1 talking about wins over the Cowboys and the Bears, going into Green Bay saying, yeah, we could win this game. And instead, we're sitting here wondering if there's going to be a newsflash out of Flowery Branch.
Yeah, it's weird, because I think the Falcons are a pretty good team. I mean, they played well for long stretches against Seattle, Dallas, and yesterday against Chicago. So, I mean, I don't necessarily think they're a bad team. I think they're incredibly unclutch, and I think they do things in fourth quarters that just don't make sense. And it's difficult. I heard Arch with you guys today, and I agree with him that you do have to hold players accountable for things that are happening in these fourth quarters. That's absolutely true. But I don't think you can absolve the coaches either. And to me, what stands out about yesterday, John, is the Falcons had three possessions after they went up 26-10. They had three possessions, all three and outs. Now, going three and out, okay, three in a row, that's tough. But you can deal with it if you're taking time off the clock. Those three series only took 2.5 minutes off the clock. The final one took only 23 seconds off the clock. It was pass, pass, pass. Guys, that's unforgivable. You cannot, there is no way you can spin that. Excuse it. There's no way. There's no way that can be spun as we had the right idea, we were doing the right thing. Cannot be done. Cannot be done. And that's where I really struggle with this, guys, because yes, it is player execution that leads to these three and outs. But at some point, and I know you want to play aggressively and play not to lose, but at some point, you got to look at the clock and the score and think, okay, you know, at the very least, let's make them use their timeouts. At the very least. Chicago didn't even have to use a timeout. They did not even have to use a timeout in the fourth quarter. That's how gift-wrapped this was from a play-calling standpoint, and that's what I can't get past this morning.
And you know what? Not only that, I mean, at this point, three games in, I know what this defense is.
Yeah.
And it ain't clutch.
No.
So why am I putting – like, listen, I understand Coach Quinn's a defensive coach. I'm not putting y'all back out on the field.
I agree.
If it's a situation where I got to depend on you to help me win a game, guess what? No, I'm not about to do that, playboy. I ain't putting you back on the field.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and take my chance with this offense. You know, and run the ball, try to do everything I can, or at least put you in a position where you can't – I mean, it's foolproof. I can't mess it up.
Hugh, I went back and looked at it. If the Falcons had gone run, 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 punt three times in those series where they went three and out, they're either going to take 8 minutes off the clock because it's four downs, 40 seconds each down, or you're going to make Chicago spend all three timeouts and take about 5 minutes off the clock. And if you do that, Chicago has no timeouts. The way they approach things offensively is completely different. But, yeah, you cannot have any faith in putting this defense on the field when they have to get a stop to save the game.
Yeah, they have shown you that's not this defense.
No, they've shown you no ability to do that. So, and it's really unfortunate because I think you've got some ball players. Grady Jarrett's a great player. I think you got ball players on this defense. You missed Tack, obviously. I mean, Foye Luakon, that's a big loss, and these are all parts of it. But, man, I just think you've got to understand where you are time score and personnel-wise. I thought that was just such a huge blunder yesterday to manage the clock and manage the game in the way that they did.
And to that point, there's nothing that indicates that it's going to get any better. And we have been down this road so many times that this is why I think that me as a fan, I'm reacting the way I'm reacting, which is to say that, you know, there are 13 games to go, so I still think that this is a pretty good football team, and I want still to try to save this.
They still got a chance. John Freaky still feel like they still got a chance.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you're already 2 games out of first, 3 weeks into the season.
I understand.
So, I mean, if you have a chance, you've got to, you know, execute right now. Here's what it comes down to for me, guys. I tweeted a lot about this yesterday, and you know I like Dan Quinn, and I pushed publicly for him to be retained as head coach. I like the guy a lot, but the Falcons now, in the last 5 years, have blown leads of 25, 20, 17 twice, and 16 to lose. 5 of the 13 biggest blown leads in franchise history have all come in the last 5 years. That's not an outlier. That is a trend, unfortunately. And I hate it because I love Dan Quinn, and I do think he can coach. And personnel does play a role in all of this, but at some point you have to accept that when this has happened 5 times, these aren't outliers and aberrations and bad luck. It's part of a trend.
Yeah, and, two of those five, Mike, are back-to-back, 20 and 16.
Yeah, and at this point, you have to wonder what it does to the team from a confidence standpoint. I see this with Atlanta United, too. Like, just the body language, you know when they concede an early goal, they don't seem to have the self-belief that they can get back into the match and win it. And I wonder from a confidence standpoint, especially defensively now, where are these guys from a confidence standpoint? They've got to be shattered.
It takes its toll. Because then you get to a point whether or not you listen to all the coach speak and everything, Mike. But after a while, when you're in a game like that and they start to chip away at what you're doing, you start to wonder how are we gonna blow this one?
Yeah.
It creeps into your mind. You try not to let it stay long, but it does creep into your head.
Certainly happens to me when I'm watching these games, just as an observer. Yeah,
that's the human. That's just being human. Like, how is this going to go? How is this going to implode or explode, however you want to say it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Do appreciate it as always.
All right, guys. Hang in there.
Andy, Randy, top of the hour on this Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 on the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.